Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. The fantasy playoffs are right around the corner. We got bi-pocalypses coming up in week 13, 14. Let's get to some waiver wire ads to help you get there.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back! Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what's happening?
What's popping, man? What a great weekend of football. What, you know, a lot of festivities with our families, but we got to get back to it, get into the fantasy life. That's where we're at with the Waiver Wire show, baby.
That's right. Waivers, we got your waivers coming up. We got quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, all the people that you need to help you kind of get there. But before we get into those Waiver Wire ads, Trey, we've got to get a word from our friends over at Thrive Fantasy. Listen, guys, if you are a sports bettor, I know you like sports because you're watching this show. If you're a sports bettor, you like pick'ems, all that good stuff, man. Thrive Fantasy is for you. Player props, all kinds of fun things to get you some money, win you some money. Hey, right now, guys, new users get up to $250 deposit match if you use our promo code 4thandflex. If NFL is not the only thing you watch, NBA, they've got Major League Baseball, everything you need, guys. Thrive Fantasy. If you go down in the description, get that link, man, get you that deposit match, and get you that money, Trey.
Money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we're here with some waiver wire ads for week 13, Trey. Let's go ahead and pop this bad boy off with the quarterbacks. Look, guys, first off, before we, you know, keep going with this, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The covers are bare this week on the waiver wire, but we're going to give you some little gems here and there that are hopefully going to help you out, Trey.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and start with our quarterbacks, man. Starting us off here, we've got Derek Carr. Derek Carr last week, still 40% rostered for a reason, to be honest with you. Threw for 304 yards, went 25 of 38, zero touchdowns. But hey, over 300 yards is something for a fantasy quarterback, man. And like I said, a lot of buys coming up, man. Derek Carr might be the guy to just kind of get you through, get you there, Trey.
Yeah, that's one thing if it's Derek Carr's going to do is throw for a lot of yards. Hopefully the touchdowns will come. But yeah, man, this dude's been putting up yards his whole career. And if that's what you need out of your quarterback, I like a Derek Carr as a filler on a bye week.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Hey, real quick, Tommy popping in. What's up, boys? Let's go.
What up, Tommy?
Yes, sir.
Speaking of Tommy, our next quarterback waiver wire ad is Jordan Love, baby. Tommy with his Green Bay Packers. Got to get some Jordan Love on your waivers. Love completed 22 of 32 passes for 268 yards and three touchdowns with 39 rushing yards on three carries. At this point, he has 7 touchdowns to 2 interceptions over the last 3 games. The Packers are really starting to look like they're put together. Jordan Love is doing love things that we love. Get you some Jordan Love out there to support your team.
Absolutely, buddy. I love me some Jordan Love, man. Yeah. Jordan Love, man, he's starting to figure it out. Things are starting to click for him, man. I'm loving what I'm seeing, man, and he'd be a great ad, Trey.
No doubt.
But move on to the next quarterback on our list. It is Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, still 45% rostered in sleeper leagues, went 25 of 33, 229 yards. My boy threw for 4. Count them, 4 touchdowns this week. Tyler Higbee getting 2 of those, I might add. Kyren Williams having a game too. Just a really great performance from that Rams offense. It all flows through Matthew Stafford, and he's over 0.5% rostered in sleeper leagues. Again, if you need a quarterback in a pinch, he's your guy.
Yeah, man, the Rams offense, you know, I think it does a lot better when Matthew Stafford's out there. And this team is finally, I think, to the point where they're almost fully healthy, which is right where we want them when they're putting up fantasy points. So I like a Matthew Stafford as an ad.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, it's got to be the man, Russell Wilson, baby. Only 52% rostered in sleeper leagues still, somehow after this team is going crazy. But Wilson completed 13 of 22 passes, only 13 completed for 134 yards and a touchdown. He also added 34 rushing yards and a touchdown on the ground on 11 carries. It's his first rushing touchdown of the season. Now, he's topped 200 passing yards only once in the last seven games this year, but 20 touchdowns to a 4-touchdown interception ratio is one of the best ratios of his career. And if he can maintain that down the stretch, he's going to be great for your team. This week, they got a great matchup against the Texans. I think Russell Wilson's going to be a great start.
Okay, yeah, Russell Wilson, man, really a slow start for Sean Payton, that offense. But again, another team that just is starting to click now towards the end of the season. And Russell Wilson, man, it's running through him.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yes, sir. Those are the quarterback waiver wire ads for week 13. Let's go ahead and move on to our running backs, Trey. Starting us off on the list, this was a late ad, but we had to get him in there. Zach Moss. Welcome back to our fantasy lives, Zach Moss, my dude. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor is hurt. Going to be having surgery, going to be out for at least 2 to 3 weeks, man. Zach Moss, after, you know, JT came back and started running hard, people started dropping Zach Moss. So now he's 48% rostered in leagues. That means he can be out there. I have thrown some fab on this guy already. 2 to 3 weeks, that helps get you to the playoffs. Just saying. Get you some Zach Moss.
Yeah, man, we know what Zach Moss can do without Jonathan Taylor on the field. I've already thrown several waiver claims out at this man. He's available in three of the leagues that I'm in, so he's probably available in yours. Go out and get you some Zach Moss because he's running downfield heavy.
Really? You throwing waivers on Zach Moss, huh?
Oh, yeah, baby.
How much fab you throw on him?
Don't worry about that.
Just out of curiosity. yeah, Zach Moss, man. He's, dude, grab him up.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad. We got Samaje Perine out there, baby. You know, I've been riding this dude all season. I've got him on my bench in several locations. Perine carried the ball 7 times for 55 yards and a touchdown and caught 1 target for 11 yards. He's topped 60 scrimmage yards in back-to-back games, and he's reclaimed the number 2 running back role from rookie Jaleel McLaughlin. I love me some Perine. This team has used him in almost every game. His usage has went up and down, but it's starting to look like it's a little bit more on the rise, and I think he's a good flex fill-in.
Absolutely, buddy. We were on the Perine train at the beginning of the season. You know, we figured he'd be a great backup to Javonte Williams. He's getting some catches, man. We're seeing him out in the field catching balls too. So for your PPR leagues, he might be a great add in these upcoming bi-pocalypses that we're about to have.
And I do know that the touchdown only came because Williams took a couple plays out with an injury. But I do think that Perine's going to get used, maybe not around the goal line near as much, but they definitely are going to use him a lot more going forward.
For sure, buddy. For sure. Perine, man, get on it. Get on it. Move on to the next running back on this list. I'm not happy about this one, but I feel like it's something to monitor, and it's Miles Sanders. I know that Miles Sanders has made it to our gag bag already this year, but here's what I'm thinking. Look, they fire the coaches over there, man, so the offense is going to change. Maybe they're going to try to get more carries for Miles Sanders. I know last week Miles Sanders got over half the carries, which is the most carries he's gotten since week 1. But like I said, new coaching, new things going to happen. Who knows if Miles Sanders doesn't start getting 25 carries, you know?
Yeah, man, definitely if you've got the room on your bench, I think it's definitely worth a dart throw. You know, with this whole team's offense probably switching around a little bit, you know, something's got to give. Somebody's got to get better. We're just banking on it being Miles Sanders.
That's right, baby. That's right.
But moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it has got to be Royce Freeman, who has quietly been great for a while. But he's only 13% rostered in sleeper leagues. Freeman rushed 13 times for 77 yards and a touchdown. 70-yard mark for the second straight game. Even with Kyren Williams back, he's still getting the work. I've had Royce Freeman for 3 or 4 weeks, and I've been putting him in spot starts where I needed him in pinches. But Royce Freeman will definitely get you some points for your team if you're hurting.
Yeah, which is ridiculous because Royce Freeman, and then you got your dude out there just running him in. I don't know how there was any yards left for Royce Freeman after Williams was out there doing his thing, Trey.
But I mean, hey, Freeman got his.
He did get his, man, and he looks good, man. I seen him on the Broncos last year, the year before that, man. He had his moments, but it seems like every time he does get the ball on the Rams, he is doing things, Trey.
No doubt.
But yes, sir, that's the running back waiver wire ads week 13. Let's go to the wide receivers, Trey. I'm going to start us off here with a guy over on the Bills taking lots of balls. Khalil Shakir, my friend. Khalil Shakir doing his thing over there. 24% rostered in sleeper leagues. 3 catches, 47 yards. Wasn't his best game last week. But Josh Allen likes this guy. And we saw him go deep, trying to hit him with deep passes. It didn't really work out. But, man, if he catches that ball, he is up in the top wide receiver ads this week.
No doubt. And Khalil Shakir, you know, maybe he didn't have the greatest week, but he has definitely carved himself a full-on role in this offense. And that's what you want when you're looking for waiver wire ads, somebody that's guaranteed going to get targets every week, week in and week out. Khalil Shakir getting touchdowns, targets, everything we need from a great quarterback, the number one quarterback in fantasy, I believe. So get you some Khalil Shakir. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Josh Allen rocking the number one spot on most, in at least all full PPR leagues that I'm in, Trey. So I like it.
No doubt. But moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad. This is a guy that I've, been up and down about for several weeks. And that's Curtis Samuel, who's only 39% rostered in sleeper leagues. But Curtis Samuel caught 9 of 12 targets for 100 yards. He was Sam Howell's top option on the day, and he led the Commanders in catches, targets, and yards. And he posted his first 100-yard receiving game since coming to Washington. He's fully recovered from his toe injury, and I do think this is going to continue next week against the Dolphins. I think you can start Curtis Samuel with confidence.
Yes, sir. Curtis Samuel hanging out on my bench last week. Didn't see that one coming. I'll be completely honest with you, man. You never know who's going to be this week. It's going to be Jahan Dotson, Curtis Samuel. It looks to me like it's going to be Curtis Samuel from here on out, Trey.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely thinking he's, it may not always be as good as it was last week, but I definitely think he's also deemed himself a role in this offense.
Again, yeah, absolutely, buddy, absolutely. Let's go to my next wide receiver waiver wire ad. My friends, Jalen Hyatt. I know it's the Giants offense, and a lot of people don't want to touch any of that. And to be honest with you, I do not blame you. Only 12% rostered in sleeper leagues. 5 catches for 109 yards, led the Giants in receptions, receiving yards, and he's got a great matchup next week against the Packers. I think Jalen Hyatt could definitely help you out in a pinch.
Yeah, man, Jalen Hyatt's doing his thing. It's not the most exciting ad, but, it's Slim Pickens out there. So when you got Slim Pickens, you get you some Jalen Hyatt.
Yes, sir, Slim Pickens.
Moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad this week. It has got to be a man who I could not believe was only 55% rostered in sleeper leagues, and that's Jaden Reed. Reed caught 4 of 8 targets for 34 yards and a touchdown, and he added 16 rushing yards on 2 carries and scored a touchdown for the 3rd straight game. Those kind of numbers, he should be rostered everywhere. I mean, if you've got 3 weeks in a row with a touchdown and you're getting consistent targets, that's somebody that needs to be rostered.
Yes, sir. Jaden Reed, man, doing great things over there and, not helping Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson's fantasy value, man. But I'm loving what I'm seeing from Jaden Reed. And if he's on that wire, I'm grabbing him up, Trey.
No doubt.
But yes, sir. Those are the wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 13. Let's get to the big fellas now. Let's get to those tight ends, Trey. Starting off the list is a guy that hasn't really – I loved this guy coming into the season. It really didn't start popping until now. That's Tyler Higbee, okay? He's had his moments throughout the season where he was, within the top 15 of tight ends in the year. 31% rostered in sleeper leagues, 5 catches for 29 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 of those touchdowns from Stafford. Look, Tyler Higbee, man, and Matthew Stafford, they've got some chemistry, man. And when Tyler Higbee's out on the field, he's running routes. When he's not blocking, Matthew Stafford's looking for this guy. So Tyler Higbee, man, great ad. Pick him up, Trey.
Yeah, man. You know, like I said about this Rams offense, when everybody's healthy and everybody's firing on all cylinders, it goes crazy. And that includes Tyler Higbee out there getting touchdowns from Matthew Stafford. So I like it. Good ad.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, we got the Freiermuth himself, Mr. Pat, 48% rostered on Sleeper. He had 9 receptions on 11 targets for 120 yards. He was the most productive pass catcher for the team, and he tailed the first 100-yard game of his career. They got a new offensive coordinator, so I don't know if that's what switched it around a little bit, but I mean, 11 targets for Pat Freiermuth. Past couple years, this dude was a touchdown machine. Now he's looking like a target machine. If he can capitalize on both, he's going to be great for your fantasy team.
Wow, really? Pat Freiermuth's first 100-yard receiving game of his career?
Yeah.
Insane. Freiermuth, man, the Muth is loose. Make sure you get him on your rosters this week.
No doubt.
Moving on to the next guy on the list, we've got Gerald Everett coming back from injury. Gerald Everett did his thing, 4 catches, 47 yards, 1 touchdown. Yeah, it was a 3-yard touchdown, but it was the only touchdown from this Chargers offense. I really like Donald Parham while Everett was out, but it seems like Herbert missed Everett because he's looking his way a lot, man. Gerald Everett, he's that big body tight end, really tall, can go up and get the ball. And he can go up and get you a dub for your fantasy team. Grab him up.
Yeah, man, regardless if the Chargers are winning games, we know this offense is going to put on a show and put up yards. And if Gerald Everett's back out there and healthy, Justin Herbert loves this guy, so I love the ad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, going back to the bin with the Green Bay Packers, Tucker Kraft, only 4% rostered in sleeper leagues. So if there's no tight ends available in your league, Tucker Kraft is probably still there. Mm-hmm. He was only targeted twice, but he caught both passes for 15 yards and a touchdown. Luke Musgrave, again, is on IR with an abdomen injury. So Kraft's going to be the starter going forward. And with Jordan Love out there and loving the tight end position and this team just really starting to put things together, I think Tucker Kraft's going to be great for your team going forward.
Yeah, man. Tucker Kraft out there doing his thing because of injury. Next guy up. He's making the most of his opportunities, man. And he can make the most of your fantasy team, Trey.
Yeah, and I will say that he was on the field for 97% of the snaps. So, I mean, that's what you want out of a tight end.
Yes, it is, buddy. Yes, it is. Hey, guys, those are our waiver wire ads for week 13, man. Like I said, the cupboards are bare, man, but we're going to still get you some ads to help you out. But, hey, we got a couple questions popping off in the comments, man. Let's get a couple of these bad boys for them. Okay, I need to get Goddard out of my IR spot. Stroud is my QB1. So I need to drop either Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. I'm leaning towards dropping Fields. Thoughts?
I'm leaning with you, Tommy. I think that with the guys you got there, I don't think you need Fields on your team. Fields obviously has a high ceiling probability, but this year it hasn't been very high week to week. You've got CJ Stroud who's going to carry you the way just in case injury. You have a backup. I like it.
I mean, I don't love it, but I'm gonna agree with you just because, yeah, Fields can have a monster game, but you just got to hope that monster game is when you need it to be because exactly. It hasn't been happening as of late. So I'm going to go with Trey on this one against my better judgment. Let go of Fields. Watch him go off next week. Watch.
Yeah, maybe. But
watch. All right. Hey, Cruz Garcia, welcome to the channel. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button for you boys and subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you have not done so already. Cruz Garcia says 9-3, half PPR, first place starters. Lamar, Kyren, Gibbs, Pollard, Diggs, CD, Tank. On his bench, he's got A-Chain, Puka, Purdy. Got offered Stroud, Mostert, Godwin for Pollard, Purdy, and Puka. Should I?
Stroud, Mostert, Godwin for Pollard, Purdy, and Puka. I would keep the Pollard, Purdy, Puka, honestly,
really?
In my opinion. Yeah. Because Mostert, you know, if A-Chain does come back and actually take over like we want him to, Mostert's, I mean, obviously going to still get a little bit of work, but it's not going to be near as good. Godwin has not been even enough to count in that trade there. So really you're getting CJ Stroud and a half-assed Mostert. So I like Pollard, Purdy, and Puka.
Nah, No, I'm going with the Stroud, Mostert, and Godwin. Look, Godwin is just kind of like a, okay, maybe he'll help, maybe he won't. C.J. Stroud is in the top 10 of quarterbacks. Mostert is in the top 10 of running backs. Pollard and Purdy. Purdy's, I think, is like number 11 or 12, something like that. And Pollard, he's up there a little bit, man. So I feel like you got to take the Stroud-Mostert side.
But Purdy is his bench quarterback. He's got Lamar as his starter.
It'd be nice to have Stroud hanging out there.
Yeah, but then who are you going to start, Lamar or Stroud?
Exactly, bro. Those are the decisions I like. Those are the decisions I like to have, my friend.
Okay, I got you.
Tommy says, should I, hang on, should I drop Kenneth Walker? Someone dropped him and CM Punk is back, baby.
Should I pick up Kenneth Walker? Someone dropped him. Yeah, I mean, definitely. Yeah, if you have the space, I mean, you know, I'm not dropping him for any of my starters, but I think I would definitely go out and get me some Kenneth Walker.
It depends, yeah. If you got somebody that you like a stash that you just don't think is going to pay off, definitely, bro. I don't think Kenneth Walker is going to play next week. But, hey, the Seahawks have a great fantasy playoff schedule. So, definitely grab you some Kenneth Walker if he's out there, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And CM Punk is back, baby. I was actually surprised to see that because from what I've seen, they said there was no way he was coming back. So, hell yeah, baby.
Hey, all right. Get it. But yes, sir, man. Those, if you got any other questions, throw them down in the comments. As you can see, we gotcha. But now it's time for Trey's Top 3D, my friend. Got some streaming options for your defenses this week, Trey.
Yes, sir. These are some just streaming options that if you don't really have a defense that you're riding with all season, these are guys that are probably available on your waivers. You can go out and put them in for a start this week. These are not in any particular order. I like all of them and for different reasons. But starting off at the top, I got the Bucs defense versus the Panthers. Now, obviously, this team does have a new coaching staff, but that could also hurt them with being everything being fresh and new and everything like that. They're probably going to come in with some crazy plays going on, but crazy plays call for turnovers, and I like the Bucs to get out there and put in some work on the defensive side of the ball. My next streaming defense this week is going to be the Packers versus the Chiefs, baby. And that's surprising to you, but the Chiefs have not been able to hold on to the ball. And this Packers team has been on the rise. So I like the Packers this week. And lastly, the Chargers versus the Patriots. I like this Chargers defense to put some work in on the Patriots. The Patriots can't even decide who their starting quarterback is. And this Chargers defense is actually not as bad as everybody thinks they are. The Patriots are just not great on the offensive side of the ball. So I like the Chargers as a good stream.
Beautiful stuff, my friend. Beautiful stuff. Yeah, man. Buccaneers defense against the Panthers, I think, is a definite ringer. And yeah, I like the Chargers defense to get them some against the Patriots, buddy. Good ads this week, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Charles Kimbo, my boy, says, I love this. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you, Charles.
Appreciate you, my friend. Appreciate you. Thanks for hitting that like button for us. We appreciate the love, my friend. He's a Cowboys fan. Just throwing that out there.
It's all right.
Hey, Tommy says Khalil Herbert, he'd drop for Walker.
Yeah, I would do that. I have no problem doing that.
Yeah. Let's just throw away the whole Bears offense, I guess, Trey. Then.
I mean, after Monday night?
It was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. And we needed more in Fields to do something for us.
Look, I will say that Fields started off really good. I mean, at one point his stats were like 12 passes for 12 receptions, and he was going in. I was like, okay, this is looking good. And then it was like 14 for 25, and I was like, what happened?
Yeah, what happened indeed? What happened indeed? Guys, now it's time for the gag bag. The gag bag are players that we are done with. We're dropping them like we're hot. Get away from our rosters because we don't want no part of you, okay? Trey, who do you got for us this week in the gag bag?
Man, this is so tough, but, you know, it's one of those things. We're going right back. We're talking a lot about the Packers today. And let me tell you, the Packers got a gag bagger that I am ready to get off of my team, and that is Aaron Jones, baby. I am over it. I am done. He's hurt. He's not doing good on the field. Get him off my team. Aaron Rodgers, throw him in the gag bag.
Aaron Rodgers?
Or Aaron Jones, sorry.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Rodgers, too.
Throw them both in the gag bag. So many errands associated with the Packers, man. I can't tell you how many times I have literally called Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, or vice versa. So I'm with you on that one, my friend. Guys, this week I've got a gag bagger for you, and this pains me. Anybody who's watched this show knows how much I love this player, and I've given him more chances than probably most people have, and that is Dameon Pierce. Woo! I know you love to hear it, Trey. I know you love to hear it. My look, I've given up. I've thrown in the towel. Dameon Pierce, I've tried. I'm probably the last guy blowing the horn for you, my friend, and it's because I believed in you. Last year, you did it for me. You really did. What happened? Dameon Pierce. Throw him in the gag bag. I'm not happy about it.
Sad.
It is sad.
Shout out Devin Singletary doing your thing.
Devin Singletary. All right. Hey, that's the gag bag, man. That's the gag bag. Guys, we've got a new segment here brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. We're going to do a pick'em here for Thrive Fantasy. Again, guys, we said at the beginning of the show, don't forget to look down in the description. Pick'ems, bets, all that fun stuff, man. Check out Thrive Fantasy, man. Deposit match up to $250. But we're going to throw a pick'em on the screen here. We're going to do this together. This is for the Thursday night game, the Seahawks at the Cowboys. As you can see, man, this is how it's going to look for you. We got some Seahawks players. We've got some Cowboys players. There's a bunch of different options here. We're looking at over-unders. I'm thinking I want to do something here with Dak, Trey. What Definitely. Do you think? We've got two over under 280.5 yards. We got over under 0.5 interceptions. I like taking the over on an interception.
I like that too.
With that Seahawks defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You want to go for that?
I think that one's a good
Let's
one.
Take
I
the like over. It. Dak throws a pick. Okay. Let's get Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
Let's
man.
Mess That's with some Brandon Cooks. About. 40 and a half. Receiving yards. Okay. We've got 41 and a half rushing and receiving yards. And we got a longest reception of 19 and a half. You like any of that? It's a little scary,
it's
right?
It's a little scary. I wish they had receptions on there. Like I would took like over four. I'd have been cool with. But
yeah.
Receiving yards, man, it's tough. Who else we got on there? Tony Pollard, what's his lines look
62
like?
And a half rushing yards, over under okay. 19 and a half receiving yards. We've got a longest rush over 14 and a half. I don't like that. Rushing yards plus receiving yards, 85.5. And we got a longest reception of 10 and a half.
Yeah. I mean, the rushing yards is the only thing that I even remotely would come close to, but it's still tough.
I'm with you on that. How about old Jake Ferguson over under 34 and a half? Oof.
I kind of like that, actually.
You do you?
Yeah.
What about CeeDee Lamb over 84 and a half?
You know, he didn't do much last week. So it does scare me a little bit, but I mean, 84 and a half is like he wakes up and eats that many yards. So.
Exactly.
It's hard not to go that route.
What do you think, buddy? We've also got a Michael Gallup, 15 and a half receiving yards over under.
I'm out.
He's out. He don't mess with Gallup. I don't blame him.
I'm leaning either Pollard over rushing yards or CD over receiving yards.
Okay. Who are you scared of more, the linebackers or the secondary of Seattle?
I love the Seattle's defense, man.
I know you do, buddy, but them linebackers are
I would
stout.
Say the linebackers are
Let's go CD
yeah.
over 84 and a half.
Let's do it.
All right. Now let's go to some Seahawks players here, Trey. Geno Smith, who I think is going to have a rough game. I'm just going to throw that out there against that Cowboys defense. Over 224 and a half passing yards. We got 9.5 rushing yards. We've got, 34 and a half longest completion. You like any of that action?
What was the passing yards again?
The passing yards, 224 and a half passing yards.
I like to take the under on that.
You want to take the under? Hey, why not? Let's hit it. Let's take the under. It. I like it. All right. Let's see. Let's try Jackson Smith and Jigba. Let's see what he's got going on. 40 and a half receiving yards.
That feels stout.
18 and a half longest reception. Or we go to, let's check out some DK Metcalf here. DK Metcalf, 57 and a half receiving yards. That feels
okay, that doesn't feel
possible.
Bad.
Yeah. He could get that in like two catches. We got a longest reception, 21 and a half. I don't know. We got a receiving and rushing yards, 57.5. If we were going to take one of them, that would be the one to take because it's exactly. the same, just in case. But maybe some Tyler Lockett. 49.5 for Tyler Lockett. I like actually the under on that, if I'm being completely honest. Rushing yards, 49.5. And receiving, and then we got a longest reception, 19.5. What are you feeling, buddy?
The problem with Tyler Lockett is he's either going to have 20 yards or he's going to have 120, and you never know one or the other. So I hate betting on Tyler Lockett. Mm-hmm. I think if I picked one, I would either pick the over on DK yards or the under on Smith and Jigba yards.
40.5 on in Jigba. Or 57.5 on Metcalf. I like the Metcalf. You want to take the over?
Let's do it.
Let's take the over, man. Let's review what we got. We got Dak Prescott over one interception. We've got him. We've got CeeDee Lamb over 84.5. We've got Geno Smith over under 224.5 passing yards. And then we got DK Metcalf over 57.5.
I like it.
How much money we want to put on this bad boy? Let's see what $20 gets us. $20 when just $204.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right.
Smash.
Smash it, baby. Let's do it. Let's do it. Boom. We are in there. Prop submitted. Heck yeah, my friend. I like it, man. Like I said, Thrive Fantasy, man. Good stuff going on over there, man. Down in the description, hit that link or use the promo code 4thandflex. Thrive Fantasy, my friends. Win you some money. Let's win together, baby.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But now it's that time, Trey. It's time for our Thursday night football starts and sits. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got those Thursday night football starts and sits. This week, we've got the Seahawks at the Cowboys.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Cowboys picked to win by 7. And as much as I love the Seahawks and as much as I hate the Cowboys, I've got to go with the Cowboys.
I know, buddy. It hurts my soul also deep inside. But I'm taking the Cowboys for the dub in this one too, buddy.
I mean, it might not be by 7. I think this is definitely going to be a good defensive game. But this Cowboys offense seems to, you know, once they have won the game, the other team kind of just gives up and let the Cowboys take off.
Sad to say, my friend. Sad to say that defense is showing up. The offense is showing up. The Cowboys are scary. But are they going to choke in the playoffs like they usually do?
Definitely.
We'll see, buddy. We'll see. Let's go to some Seahawks starts in this game. I like DK Metcalf as a start. As Trey said earlier, Tyler Lockett's either going to get 20 yards or 100 yards against the Cowboys defense. I'm starting him only because of the bi-pocalypse that is preceding us. There's a lot of guys on bye. I feel like Lockett's one of those guys that you're going to have to start. And Geno Smith, I'm sitting Geno Smith this week. I just don't trust it. I think Parsons gets at least one sack on him. Smash the over on that. Let's see. Kenneth Walker, I believe he's going to be out for at least one more game. Pete Carroll has not ruled him out just yet, but it's really looking like that's the case. So I like starting Zach Charbonnet here in a pinch if I have to. He didn't do too great holding it down for him last week, but, I mean, it's a running back that's going to get most of the carries. So if you got to, throw him in there.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, I don't hate starting Charbonnet. I bet he gets, especially in PPR formats, I bet he gets a couple catches in this game because they will be trailing behind the Cowboys and trying to work up and make up the extra time.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But jumping to my Cowboys starts, it's pretty easy when you're starting a Cowboy. You got Dak Prescott, you got to start. CeeDee Lamb, you got to start. Jake Ferguson has moved into the must-start category, in my opinion. And Tony Pollard, man, past couple weeks has been going crazy. I'm loving me some Tony Pollard. Start this dude up. And then Brandon Cooks, you know, he did get the most receptions last week. I think he's still flexible, but I'm not touching Michael Gallup with a 10-foot pole.
Not liking some Michael Gallup. You know, we are in a league with Michael Fabiano. I'm going to throw it out there, Trey. And he wanted to make a trade with us for, he's a Cowboys fan, by the way, Tony Pollard for Puka Nacua. Good thing we didn't take that one, buddy. I think we made the right call sticking with our boy, Tony Pollard. Maybe Fabs knew something we didn't, and he wanted to get some of that action, you know?
No doubt, because ever since that trade has been offered, but he has been on fire. So thank you, Fabiano.
Thank you, Fabs. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Seahawks at Cowboys. That's going to be a good game, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. Good Thursday night game. You know, we've had some rough ones here and there, but I think this will be a good one to watch.
You're right, buddy. We have definitely had some rough ones. Should be interesting. At the very least, a good defensive battle. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, if you're loving some of the advice you're getting from your boys here, man, over-unders, fantasy football, all that good stuff, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/fourthandflex. You're going to get some stuff that not everybody gets to see. You're going to get to talk to us one-on-one, man, and we are going to get you into the playoffs. Look, I'm in 8 leagues. 7 of them I'm making a playoff run for. So, I mean, we know what we're doing here. Trey's leading in at least 3 or 4 of those same leagues. So, good stuff, man. Good stuff. And as per usual, Trey, there's something I was going to mention, but I just can't remember. Do you?
Do we have merch?
We do got merch. All we right. got merch, my friend. Hats, cups, shirts, anything I can slap a logo on, I'm going to put it on there, guys. Support the show by checking out our merch down in the description, man. Helps us out a lot. Helps keep the show rolling, baby. Helps keep us rolling. Trey, we got a couple more weeks left before the playoffs start. I see that timer on Sleeper saying, playoffs are coming. The playoffs are coming. What do you got for our people, man, that are trying to get that playoff push?
Just keep grinding, baby. That's one thing. You know, you'll notice in a lot of the leagues, especially your less competitive leagues, there's a lot of players that, you know, they'll just give up halfway through the season. And so just because you're down on the list don't mean you can't win out and get to the playoffs and then win out the playoffs and get the championship. So just because you're 6-6 or whatever your record is, you know, you still got opportunities. So get out there, work the waivers, work the weeks, and win the games.
That's right, baby. That's right. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.